There's nothing like the beginning of a summer vacation to slow down the pace of life. No more homework or soccer practice, even for adults. Something calming in the onset of summer. Daniel Pinkwater, our ambassador to the world of kitty literature, has brought us a book for just that kind of relaxed frame of mind. It's a regular book about a regular day in the regular life of a regular dog. It's called A Day in the Life of Murphy by Alice Provenson. And Daniel joins us now from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, thanks for being with
us. Hi, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you and a pleasure to get to know this book. It's a very nice story.
It's nice. It's a solid four square. But let me interrupt myself. Yeah. I want to make a preliminary remark, or
sure,
if I may. I usually don't make preliminary remarks. I usually make ancillary remarks, but okay. Publishing, in my regard, is pretty much an industry run amok. They publish way too many books, and they wind up competing with themselves. And sometimes, in order to make a book stand out, or for whatever reasons, I don't know why they do it really, but they will employ unconventional graphic techniques, typefaces, layout, words sticking out in all directions, going in circles, words going in spirals, words upside down. And this is for readers barely used to left to right and top to bottom. It's my pleasure and honor to live with a highly qualified, distinguished reading specialist, Dr. Jill Pinkwater, who tells me that these experiments tend to confuse and frustrate the new reader, not to mention the old reader. I mention all this because the book we're going to consider, A Day in the Life of Murphy, doesn't have a 100% conventional format, but it's also the work of a master. So it makes graphic sense and text sense. Its arrangement is just a little bit surprising, but not so much so that a little kid can't handle it. And I suggest that we sample the book, and then we can talk about it after.
All right. I think that's fine. The book opens with Murphy the dog walking in front of a barn with a horse in the pasture. Why don't you start?
Okay. I must comment because the illustrations are really integral in this book, and she's a marvelous illustrator. Alice Provenson has been around longer even than me. And she starts with a very daring white page with a little blue sky on the left, and it flows over into this little barnyard. And we see this very attractive little terrier, and it reads, "Murphy, stop that, is my name. I am a terrier. I bark. I bark at anything and everything and all the time. I sleep in a barn with a dumb cat and a dumb hound and a lot of other dumb farm animals. Luckily, I have a nice warm bed in the barn. There is only one trouble with sleeping there.
When we all wake up in the morning, I know I must hurry.
I must pay attention.
Hurry up, hurry up. Run, run. Don't waste any time. You have to be first. First one in the kitchen in the morning."
And you see here four Murphys across the page. And it's the perfect way to draw a terrier because he's everywhere at once. You can't just draw him one time. You've got to repeat him. And here we are. And now we have a series of sort of like Egyptian hieroglyphs or comic strips. Where's the pan? The pan first. Leftovers, scraps. Forget the lettuce. Where's the bowl? The milk souring.
The floor, the floor. Nose over every inch. Crumbs. Bits. Good drops of grease.
That delicious pile of shoes. I just can't resist giving them a chew. Murphy, stop that, they say. Uh-oh. Spanking. Out I go.
I'm in again. John. That big old dog, hound dog, got in too.
And there's that dumb cat named Tom. Tom Fool, I say, but I have to admit he has clever paws. Scratch. Hook. He can open cupboards. We all know there are good crunchy things inside.
I do all the work chasing Tom away, but I never get even one little cracker. You can see why.
And it's really because he's everywhere at once, and while he's chasing the cat, the hound is into the bag of dog food. The kitchen is my favorite place. There's a mouse under the sink, somewhere behind all that sneezy soap. I can't see him. I can smell him. Too bad I can't grab him. Oh, well, lick the leaky water pipe.
There's another mouse under the stove. I know he's there. John knows he's there. We can see him, but we can't grab him either. Oh, well. The stove is making glorious sounds and smells.
Now, here we have a double-page spread. There's Mommy cooking. There's the child helping. There's Murphy three different times. And there's, at the bottom of the page, a cross. I don't know how we should do this, Scott. What would be a creative way to read this?
Let me see. I guess we could...
You could take the top. I could take the bottom, or vice versa. Okay. Just go ahead and start.
Okay. Oh, how I love the stove. Meatloaf baking, chicken roasting, pie spilling over.
Banging pans, hummings, cookings and fryings.
Ah, the glory of it. Cookies, cakes, puddings.
Bubblings and gurglings.
The joy! Cream, butter, salt shakings, sugar sprinkles.
Forget the lettuce. Someone's honking. It was honking for me. I should have gone into hiding.
Lots of dogs ride with their heads out of the window, big smiles on their faces, tongues lolling out, ears flapping in the breeze.
Not me. I hate to ride in the car.
Whirring, bumping, swaying.
Whine.
Sick-making smells of gas.
Dizzying scenery, airless, fogging windows.
Hongs barking, sirens screaming, tires squealing.
Snivel, grumble, groan. Are we there yet?
I know where I am. I've been here before. Veterinarian's office.
There's a room where sad, nervous dogs and whimpering puppies are waiting.
All waiting. Waiting. Waiting for the vet.
I think I might have to throw up.
Uh-oh. It's my turn to be...
pinched. Poked. Prodded.
Doesn't hurt. But get me out of here.
Home!
Head for the house.
Hurry up! Hurry up!
Don't waste any time!
Dinner must be ready.
Hide in the forest of kitchen chair legs beneath the oilcloth leaves.
Shh, be quiet. Be patient. Don't beg.
Things drop. Crumbs. Good things. Sneaky handouts.
Keep an eye on the dog dish. There might be leftovers.
Where is everyone?
Now you have a night scene.
It's bedtime.
They've probably all gone to bed.
It's dark out. I'm tired.
I should be in bed, too.
Wait. What was that?
Who's out there?
What was that sound?
Something's happening. And now he's out in the barnyard, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of him. and it's Murphy, get a hold of yourself.
You'll make everyone angry.
And he's bark, 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 bark in every direction. And, and someone is saying, Murphy, stop that.
Stop that barking.
Go to bed. Now he's in the barn.
Yeah.
All the barn animals are gathered, and he's regaling them.
Was it a rat?
A fox?
A skunk?
A wolf?
A bear?
A thief? The moon! The moon! I heard the moon move!
The barn's not a bad place after all. It's warm and friendly. There's lots of hay to curl up in. Smells good, too.
Dear Sock, good old bone, good old stick, sigh. Good night. It's a straight-up book.
Yeah.
It's a day in the life. It's a terrier. He says doesn't say anything I don't think a real terrier wouldn't think. He's got his priorities right. Get the food first.
Mm-hmm.
Establish or claim superiority to the other animals. Make a commotion just because that's what terriers do. Get the food.
Yeah.
By the end, you know Murphy. If you like him, you'll like him. I like him.
He's a little hard not to like, isn't
it? We can't really describe the illustrations. There's a sureness to him. This is somebody who's has a long career behind her. It's beautiful. It's well placed. Everything is just where it should be on the page. It has a very friendly, accessible quality. It's just a perfect picture book.
Daniel, thanks for bringing it to us.
Scott, it was my great pleasure to bring it to you.
The book is A Day in the Life of Murphy by Alice Probinson, published by Simon & Schuster. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children and for adults. His upcoming book is The Picture of Morty and Ray. And you're listening to Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Beyer Kelly and produced by Ed McNulty, Darcy Bacon, Julia Bailey, Julia Holmes Bailey, Jonathan Baer, Bridget McCarthy, Evie Stone, and Sasha Coca. Our technical director is Burke Hum, so ably assisted by Stu Rushfield, Here's Ice in Your Eye, Greg Gavin, and Rob Byers. Our librarians are Kim Oleski, Holly Witt, Robert Goldstein, and Betsy Gardner. The senior editor of Weekend Edition is Gwendolyn Tompkins, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Scott Simon.